It is 4:17, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello. What are we learning about today on this Wiki Corner?
Well, today is a very important national holiday, and it's a national holiday that I personally think should be celebrated every day.
Okay.
And it's National Grammar Day.
Grammar
today
Day.
Today is National Grammar Day.
Not Grandma Day, but Grammar
Grammar.
Day. Okay.
Grammar. And I feel like this is just a holiday that we should just celebrate all the time.
Okay.
Not just one day. You know what I mean?
Okay, word nerd. Let's have it.
So I thought in honor of National Grammar Day that we would talk about some interesting punctuation marks.
Wow.
As interesting as punctuation marks can be, I suppose. But
I tuned in today.
Right. That you might not have ever heard of, but which I think could be very useful.
Yes.
In many different situations.
That's great.
So
that's wonderful.
We are... I know, but get excited. So we're starting out with the interrobang.
Oh, I remember the interrobang.
Yes, I have talked about the interrobang before. So it's an unconventional punctuation mark used in various written languages, and it's, it combines the functions of the question mark and the exclamation point. So when you write a text or an email or whatever, and you do the question mark followed by the exclamation point.
Type, what the heck, Sarah?
Yeah.
Interrobang is,
that's
is
an
interrobang. Well placed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So it was first proposed in 1962 by Martin K. Spector, who was the head of an advertising agency, and he believed that advertisements would look better if copywriters conveyed a surprise rhetorical questions using a single mark.
Well, he's right.
Yeah.
He's right. Yeah.
So he solicited possible names for the new character, and contenders also included ExclamaQuest.
Oh, okay.
Quizding, kind of like Netflix thing we just talked about.
Quizding. I like the Quizding.
And Exclarative. But he settled on interrobang. And I like interrobang.
They're all really good, though. Yeah.
Yeah. So the interrobang was in vogue for much of the 1960s.
Was it really?
It sure was.
Wow.
The word interrobang appeared in some dictionaries, and the mark was used in magazine and newspaper articles.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So next up, we have the percontation point.
The percontation point?
The percontation point. And this is a reversed...
I feel like I'm at my percontation point right now.
It's a reversed question mark. So the backwards question mark.
Okay.
It was proposed by a printer named Henry Denham in the 1580s.
Okay.
And it was meant to be used at the end of a question that does not require an answer. So like a rhetorical question.
Oh.
Like, so not a question mark, but a rhetorical question mark.
Right.
Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Wow. And its use died out in the 17th century. But I feel like we could probably bring it back. I mean, I feel like these are things that would make emails and things so much easier.
Well, your first campaign has got to be get that on the keyboard.
Right. That's the thing, right?
That is the
thing. That is the thing.
Okay.
All right. So next up is the Sark mark.
The
Sark mark.
That's me.
It's short for sarcasm mark. Also you.
Also me.
Yeah. It looks like a swirl with a dot in the middle. It's kind of a weird one.
Okay.
But according, it has its own website.
The Sark mark
The Sark mark has its own website.
I'm sure it's very
popular. And according to the website, like most inventions, it came to be out of necessity. Its creator was writing an email to a friend and was attempting to be sarcastic, but it occurred to him that the English language and perhaps other languages lacked a punctuation mark to denote sarcasm.
It's true.
And this is one that would be very helpful.
It would.
Because it's hard to know when you're reading an email or a text.
The
tone is extremely hard. You're like, are they being mean or are they being sarcastic? It's hard to tell
it's
sometimes.
It's true, yeah.
The Sark mark was born and trademarked. It's got a trademark.
Okay.
And it debuted in 2010. So
do we have
it's
to pay
new.
For saying it, or are we okay?
Oh, I don't know.
Debuted in what now?
2010.
Oh, so it's fairly new.
Fairly new, yeah.
Okay.
So now a cousin to the Sark mark is the Snark mark.
Wow.
Mark.
I'm feeling a lot of
this
love
one,
from the grammar
This one is a little
world.
Bit easier to write and type because it's just a period followed by a tilde, which is the little squiggly thing. So you could actually use this because both of those things are on the keyboard.
The tilde is it's way up there on my keyboard on the upper left end with what looks like
used,
a little speck on.
Not used very often.
What's the other speck on there? What's that?
But it was created around 2007 by an American typographer as an end of sentence mark that could denote verbal irony in writing.
Oh, well, see, people don't know what irony is sometimes. People misunderstand.
That's why you need the snark mark.
You do.
That's exactly why you need the snark mark.
You're right.
So its intended use is to help readers understand when the meaning of a sentence is actually very different to what the sum of its words seems to mean.
Mm.
So there you go. Now, in 1966,
a
French author named Hervé Bazin proposed a series of six innovative punctuation marks. He was a little ahead of his time.
Gosh.
And he was very inclusive because some of them included a love mark, which was composed of two mirrored question marks that formed a heart and shared the dot at the bottom.
That was my nickname in college, by
was
the way.
Was it? Love Mark? Love Mark? I'm sure it was. The intended use, of course, was to denote a statement of affection or love, as in when you write, like, happy anniversary, you could use a little love mark at the end.
And what is it again?
It's so it's two question marks facing each other, and they share the dot at the bottom.
Oh, that's,
so
it looks like a little heart. Dot.
Right?
Shoot.
He also came up with a conviction point, which was an exclamation point with a line through it, and that is used when you are very confident in what you're saying. And it's used to end sentences with conviction.
Yes.
So you could use that, like, instead of writing in all caps, you could use the conviction point.
That's shouting.
People would know that you were serious.
Yeah, like more pounding my fist
yeah.
than shouting. Right.
And then he also had something called the doubt point, which looks a little bit like a cross between the letter Z and the question mark. And that would be used to end a sentence with a note of skepticism.
I'm skeptical of your confidence of your
right. You can yeah right.
Go back and forth.
Exactly.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
My head is starting to hurt.
You had no idea there were so many interesting punctuation marks, did you?
But some of those are good.
Some of those would be so useful, and
they
like
would.
Especially in like text and emails.
But everybody would have to be on board because otherwise you'd just be
you'd
just be shouting in the wind, Sarah.
Yeah.
you got a record to go along with all the National Grammar Day and
yeah,
all the
stuff.
Yeah.
So I thought for National Grammar Day we'd play a song that kind of has some bad grammar.
Oh.
We're gonna play "Can't Get No Satisfaction."
Oh.
By the Rolling Stones.
I see what you did there. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
It's the Rolling Stones, and I Can't Get No Satisfaction. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because it is National Grammar Day, and that song is not grammatically correct.
It is not.
So, I thought we'd play it.
Just imagine how many records they would have sold if it had been grammatically correct.
It's not quite the same effect.
Fix their mistakes.
Okay.
All right. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's week. Courtney, ready?
Yes.
Go.
All right. A combination exclamation point and question mark is called an interrobang.
You can, if you choose to, use a sarc mark to denote sarcasm.
And a reversed question mark is called a percutation point, and you can use that for rhetorical questions.
A percutation point.
Emails would be so much clearer with these.
Again, as long as everybody was on the same page.
That's
people
right.
can't even use commas correctly,
I know.
Sarah.
It's a lost cause. I understand. But
it's asking a lot.
You know, they are out there. So
they are out there. Mm-hmm. And so folks want to recap some of this stuff. You got to post it somewhere. Where can they
yeah,
see it?
Yeah, you can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
May I ask, do you have actual images of the...
Yes,
the,
I will put, yes,
oh, you
actual
will,
images.
Okay, so mm-hmm. you will? They're not there yet?
Right.
Oh, but you will.
But I will.
You will, okay. Super. Well, we have that to look forward to. Any big plans for the week? It's going to be warm, though wet on Sunday.
I don't know.
Do anything fun? Nothing? Okay. All right. Nah, me too. Nah, okay. All right. Come back Monday, will you?
I will.
Well rested, since you're not doing anything. Our traffic and weather coming up next on Legends 102.7. Got Kiss on the way, Boy Meets Girl, and of course, You Drive the Music on the legendary Drive at 5 o'clock on Legends.